Moncrief on News Talk.
According to a Freedom of Information request, the web filters in Stormont have been extremely busy. In the last year, tens of thousands of attempts to view porn have been blocked. Shouldn't they be doing other things? The Irish Times tech correspondent Ciara O'Brien joins us now. Afternoon, Ciara.
Good afternoon.
Now, they say, the Assembly Commission says, a significant proportion of those events appear to have been generated automatically by search engines or other system activity. What, you're trying to, you know, trying to book your holidays and suddenly you're on Pornhub? You know, we've all done that.
Haven't we all done that?
Oh, sure,
I mean,
yeah.
No. Like, my first thought when I read this was, people must be very bored in Stormont if, you know, there's 52,000 of these requests. And then you kind of dig down. Like, also, they must have very good privacy filters on all their devices. But when you look at the figures, I suppose, it's a bit, there's a bit more to it than that. So about 3,000 of those, just a little under 3,000, were what they termed user-initiated requests. So you would think that this is people typing in www.pornhub.com, or not that I know that address, obviously. we'll just let's get that one out there. But I think, you know, it was where it appeared in the URL. So it's not necessarily people going to Pornhub. It's more that Pornhub appears somewhere in that web address and that then generated a block. Now, again, it's a bit of a wishy-washy thing when they're saying, oh, it's system generated. Like 49,000 of these were system generated kind of requests. So I suppose if we're thinking about it magnanimously, and let's give them the benefit of the doubt. Sometimes when you mistype a URL, you end up on a porn site. It has happened. It does happen. You know, you switch two letters around and all of a sudden you're in pop-up hell.
Yeah.
If those devices, I suppose, are work devices, you would think that there's security software in place to stop that, because you wouldn't lay you onto those websites to start with. So, you know, there could be an element of system-generated content there. And, you know, I actually went to our own IT guys because I was going to test this and I thought, oh, God, maybe today's not the day to get fired. So, you know, when you type in certain URLs, there's a blacklist that, you know, if you have a security software running on your laptop, there'll be a blacklist of things that you can't access where you'll get a warning that says, you know, that this URL is blocked, or maybe it's a malicious website. Because it's not just about the adult content of it all. It's also because some of these websites, and, you know, not casting aspersions on any particular one, but, you know, there was quite a few different URLs and maybe not the more well-known ones. There may be some ropey software living on those websites that if you do a bit of a drive-by on the site, you could still end up with some sort of nasty malware, some sort of nasty infection, which is kind of fitting when you think about the content.
Yes, it is the kind of digital version of getting a nasty infection that you might need antibiotics for. So we're being generous. In the vast majority of cases, it was quite possibly accidental that you type in the first three letters, you're looking for something else, and then a block occurs.
Yeah, and also, it didn't say, you know, these are people who are working within Stormont. I mean, maybe Stormont has a guest network. And if you're going to go and do anything dodgy, maybe you don't want it on your own home network. Maybe you want to sit outside Stormont, access their guest Wi-Fi and off you go. But there are ways, obviously, that companies can stop this. Because if you are repeatedly trying to access a blocked URL, every device has an identifier. And this is something I think that people don't realise online, that every device has a unique identifier. So my phone has a unique identifier that if I log onto my work network, that they can see it, even if I'm only there as a guest. And if somebody is repeatedly trying to access these blocked URLs, you can tie it down to a specific device and then either boot that device off your network or maybe, you know, track down the owner of said device and give them a polite word in their ear.
This is an IP address, is this?
MAC addresses that. Like that, it's basically a unique identifier on your phone, your laptop, anything kind of that connects through the internet. But IP addresses can be used as well.
Yeah.
So it's, you can kind of pinpoint it to a location in the building or you can pinpoint it to a specific device.
Oh, wow. And it's the Wi-Fi that's blocking these things, not some other software.
Well, it will be software that's like, there'll be security software running on all corporate networks. You would imagine, okay, let's walk that one back. You would imagine that most companies have some sort of security software running to stop people from accessing malware-ridden sites that might not necessarily be adult, but would be detrimental to their networks should the devices get infected and, you know, bring something nasty into their network. So, but if I'm say on guest Wi-Fi and my device is absolutely riddled with viruses and malware and spyware, that would generate a level of activity that would flag something within the network and they would boot me off. Or at least you would hope they would boot me off.
Right, okay.
So some of this could be coming from, say, somebody who has a laptop that has a virus on it and it's sending these requests in the background. They may not even know about it, but it's happening because, you know, their device isn't protected. And this is where it all comes back to the security advice of keeping your device up to date, keeping your antivirus, if you have that, up to date, and making sure that when you are going looking for content on the internet, regardless of the level of maturity of that content, that you're going to legitimate websites and not getting fooled by spammy websites into downloading something that then proliferates throughout your laptop and starts sending requests in the background, because this is how botnets happen and massive attacks. So like, it's not just about the fact that you might get a quiet word in your ear from IT about your device accessing adult material.
Yeah.
And I have had that, because I had a phone that I thought was in a drawer somewhere that turned out had been lost somewhere along the way. And somebody was using my phone to access ropey material, is probably the best way of putting it, because they rang me and they're like, your phone is accessed. I'm like, I haven't seen that phone in about 2 years.
Yeah.
Genuinely have not seen that phone in 2 years.
Still though, a good excuse if anyone finds themselves in that situation. But the security software now, I take it from what you say, that part of its response is if your device is acting in a funny way, it boots you off the system. But is there somebody somewhere kind of playing whack-a-mole, putting in more and more URLs all the time as new dodgy ones appear?
Well, I'd say at this stage, it's automated systems. You know, as they're identified, they're added to a list. And because you could not keep up with this, like humans could not keep up with this. The idea that there's like 10,000 people randomly typing URLs into a list, it's just, you know, this is what AI and automated systems were built for. The flip side of that, obviously, is that sometimes genuine URLs will get blocked in the same way that your spam filters work for your email. And occasionally you have to go in and you find the email that you're waiting for has been mistakenly flagged as junk or spam and has ended up caught in a filter. And I've had to go back to people and say, sorry about that. Turns out our system thought you were junk. The same thing will happen with URLs. You know, if there is an issue, it might get flagged. You know, maybe they have a security issue, maybe a certificate is out of date, might get flagged, might not, but you might not be able to access genuine URLs. Now, I think in most organizations, there will be some websites that you will be able to access that you probably shouldn't. I wouldn't encourage people to go and, you know, test this out. But for the most part, it's going to be things that are, you know, that they pose some sort of risk.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, I suppose better than the alternative. Kira, thanks a million for coming in to tell us about that.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.